Q or anything? Or?
Q's coming down, but we would have gone away from him.
So let's start with the Gemara on Beis and Beis to get our bearings. So today we're mostly going to talk about the relationship between Akira and Hanacha. How do those play into the Mechayev of Hotza? We know that in order to be Chayev for Hotza, as you can see from the case in the Mishnah, you need an Akira, you need a Hanacha, and you need some form of Achila Prashios in between. So the real Shaila is what's the relationship between the Akira, the Hanacha, and Achila Prashios? Could you pin down one as being like the Iker Mechayev of Hotza? And then the second question is really going to be, if we split the different Mechayevim, or we could isolate them, then what's the status of each one on its own? So we're going to take a look at those questions, and we're going to try to compare it to other models that we find in the Gemara and try to gauge it against different dinim. So let's just go back to the Mishnah again for a second. We mentioned this machlokas, but sometimes even if a Rishon is not giving us his actual shita, so you could kind of, sometimes they betray their shita when they read it into other things. Right, so where do we find Rishonim taking an explicit stance, even just on the Mishnah?
Is that here in Hanacha specifically?
Yeah.
The Mishnah doesn't mention Akira and Hanacha, so Rashi is the first person to bring it up.
What?
The Mishnah doesn't mention
Akira and Hanacha, right, but Rashi explains that that's how it works. But we saw Rashi in Shavuos a little while back.
Does anybody read the Mishnah otherwise?
That you need an Akira and Hanacha?
Like, does anybody like say that it doesn't like not mention Akira and Hanacha when they're reading the Mishnah?
Have like not al ani es yadov. No, they pasha ani and not al sochir shabal bayis and not al misocha.
Yeah.
Hard to. Because the Gemara, you'll see the Gemara throughout the parak assumes Akira and Hanacha. So it's hard to read some other mechayevim here. So we'll see in a second. But Rashi and Shavuos on daf hey mir aleph. So Rashi there says, shtayim shehin arba kifnim. So Rashi says, shtayim lechiv hachnasa de ani vachnasa de bala bayis. That the cases of bifnim are cases of Hanacha. Cases of bifnim, sorry, are cases of hachnasa, which betrays a certain stance. It's actually a little problematic for Rashi. But what does that mean? If you hold that the hachnasa is lifnim, if the case of bifnim is a case of hachnasa, so how are you defining the cases? Well, bifnim means cases of hachnasa, bachutz means cases of hotza. That's how Rashi and Shavuos breaks down the Mishnah. So which part of the malach are you picking out?
Where it starts?
No, where it ends.
Sorry,
no?
Sorry, cases of
bifnim, shtayim shar bifnim is achnasa. Right? So the inside case means the case of achnasa. That means you're defining the maisa by where the object ends up.
Yeah,
a case
mean,
of hotza.
You mean bifnim, you mean where it ends up.
So that's what Rashi says, the case of achnasa, which means the object ends up in the Rishus HaYachid. Which means he's just characterizing the Mishnah in terms of Hanacha.
No. Why do you say...
Because Bifnim is Achnasa, according to him. Why would I say Bifnim is Achnasa?
No,
why not say it starts off Bifnim and ends out Bachutz?
So if the object starts off Bifnim... Sorry, ends up Bifnim, it's Achnasa.
Right.
So why do you think it has to do with... why do you assume it has to do with Hanacha? Why do you assume that it has to do with Shina Rishiyot? In other words, it might not have to do anything with it. You might not be taking a position on Hanacha or Akira.
I think if you wanted to say that it doesn't take a stance on Akira and Hanacha literally, but it takes a stance on, let's say, Tchilas HaMaisa versus Sof HaMaisa, you could say that.
Okay,
and it's kind of just...
The same thing, but
a coincidence that Tchila and Sof coincides with Akira and Hanacha, you could say that. But otherwise, he's defining Hachnasa based off that. The Ran, over here in the beginning on Daf Beis, so he quotes two deos. Yitzias Hashab Ishtayim Shehin Arav Bifnim Yesh Mefarshim Dehainu Hotza Debalabayis Udaani Vikari Lehotza Bifnim, the exact opposite of Rashi and Shavuos. So why do you call Hotza Bifnim? Mishum De Tchilas Hamalacha Nase Bifnim. Because the Tchilas HaMalacha starts off Bifnim. V'yesh mefarshim, t'tana basar gemar malacha azil. And then they reach Shtayim Shehin Arav Bifnim, haynu hachnasa. So basically the two just different ways of interpreting Bifnim and Bachutz coincide with whether you emphasize the Akira, whether you emphasize the Hanacha. Okay? It's just interesting that plays a role in just reading the actual Mishnah. So the Gemara in Daf Beis is trying to figure out the number of cases we have in the Mishnah. So let's take a look at that. Rachel, you want to read it? Some of their mass na labai?
Yeah.
Rachel, you want a Gemara or you're fine?
I like this.
All right. Okay, so how many cases do we have? If you look at the Mishnah, how many cases do we have?
Eight.
Eight cases. Two of the Ani.
Well, it's really four cases that have eight, right?
Well, let's see. Let's look at the Mishnah. Pashat Ani es yad lifnim. The Nasan the Soch Yadr Shabala Bayis. Oshanath Amisocha. So we have a Nesina of the Ani and a Netila of the Ani. And then we have a hotzi ani chay hotzi v'hotzi ani chay chayiv avayis patur. So in the first case we have two. Let's say in the ratio to ratio we have two cases.
Yeah.
Right. Two cases of ani. And then you have pasha balabayis yadu l'chutz v'naslan sochiru shel ani oshenafam misocha. That's an atila and a nesina of the balabayis. That's four cases altogether.
Yeah.
Then we have four more cases in the seif of patur.
Yeah.
So in the Mishnah we outline eight cases. So the Gemara challenges and the Gemara says.
It should be
12. Okay, so Rashi tries to explain that. I should look at Rashi. Arba chiyuvi v'tam nepturi. He had four cases of chiyuv and eight cases of ptur. Okay, let's not get into exactly how it works out for a second. So go on. V'li time eich shisrei havin.
What? Oh, fine. Whatever. I'll ask you that first. V'li time eich shisrei havin. Amalai halokasha. Bishlam ala baba derisha ptur mutar lotani. Ala baba desifla de ptur ala sura kasha.
So what's the Gemara upset about right now?
That if you so theoretically we could have said that the Mishnah only listed things that were that were patur about Usar, but not things like not the 16, which would include things that are patur mutar. That the Mishnah wasn't talking about
right.
That.
I mean, in case the patur mutar would be when one party is totally passive.
Right.
Right. It's like the Rishon Mishnah saying Maisa Itzav Balma. And if I'm standing there and I just have, let's say I have my hand out and the other guy takes from the Rishon Rav and puts it into my hand, right? So I'm just a platform in which the object rests.
Right.
So that's a case of patur mutar.
Right.
Fine.
But so that would be fine, but now we're challenging the notion that even total passivity can be patur mitar.
Right.
Right,
you have three cases, only three cases in Shabbos which are patur of asur, which are patur mutar. Everything else is patur of asur.
Right.
So it's not clear why are these three cases of Pater Mutar? That we'll discuss a little later. Is it Machashen Tzichel Gufa? What's going on here? Okay, obviously the Rambam's psak on this case is very problematic, because Rambam Paskin, most Rishonim understand, at least the Mapis Mursa case, to be a case of Machashen Tzichel Gufa. Rambam Paskin's Machashen Tzichel Gufa is Chayiv, and yet the Rambam still Paskin's the Ptur over here. So everyone's upset at the Rambam for that. So that we'll come back to. What's Tosis's question on Pater Mutar? So again, so the Pater Mutar case is I'm standing there, and let's say Jeremy does not cure in his rishus and just puts it in my hand. So Tosus is bothered. How could it be Pater Mutar? Top Tosus, just for a second.
The first one?
Yeah.
I love the Rishu Pater Mutar. Even tomorrow, the Haka Amar Lifnei Yivar Lifnei Yivar Lifnei Lifnei Yivar. Oh, because you were involved in the act.
Right, so somehow Tosus is correct. This is very strange. Tosus here is assuming.
Yeah.
Right, that just being involved in the action is a violation of Lifnei Yivar Lifnei Yivar.
Yeah, presumably if you have your hand out, it's kind of a motioning signal or something like that.
No, but we're talking about a case where you didn't even have. Oh, yeah.
Maybe. So let's see. What does it take to be chayiv for Lifnei Yivar Lifnei Yivar?
Whole,
that's Tosa's good a quote. So in the Havamina, Tosa thinks that just by standing there, you can violate Lifnei Yivar.
Even if you weren't necessary in the case.
So Tosis here is answering what? They only violate Lifnei Yivar
if it's impossible to do it without you.
Right, you have to be absolutely necessary for the Isser to have happened. So a Nazir standing on one bank of the river. So if, let's say Jeremy's Nazir, I just hand him Yayin, so I don't violate Lifnei Yivar. If Jeremy and I are on two opposite sides of the river and he has no wine on his side and I send it over, so then I violate Lifnei Yivar Sidei Mechshel. Okay, so in which case over here I'd be exempt. So Tosa says though even if it's not Trei B'Dinara, in which case you don't violate the Dindo rights of Lifnei Yivar Lifnei Yivar Sitin Mechshel, nonetheless So this is a very important Tosos, because Tosos here is establishing the principle that even when you don't violate Lifnei Iver Deoraisa, there's still an obligation, midrabanan, to stop somebody from doing an Avera. Okay? Post the Rush here, in the Piskei Rush in Simon Aleph. Just listen for a second. What?
No,
yeah, we'll see. Let's talk about what about Nachri in a second. But the Piskei HaRosh. That is the Rush over here. The regular Rush. So you could tell the Rush here says, he quotes Tosos, basically. And says, even if it's not Trei B'dinara, V'loha Yachalit Moshe, Mikal Makom, Isura D'Rabbanan Ika, in the middle of Simon Aleph, smack in the middle, Tafilu Katan Ochal Nevelos Bezem Metzuvan Lahafrisho, Kol Shekein Gadol Shlo Yisayilo. There's a big question in the Gemara. Everybody see it? It's about, we might have different prints, but it's, you'll see, he quotes Avodah Zarah Daf Rav Mem Beis.
Yeah.
And the line that says, Mikal Makom, Isura D'Rabbanan Ika, Tafilu Katan Ochal Nevelos Bezem Metzuvan Lahafrisho, Kol Shekein Gadol Shlo Yisayilo. This is a very important line. What is the basis? Is it really true? A, is Tosfos really right here? That there's a general obligation, midrabanan, to stop any Yisrael from doing an Avera? And if I don't, I violate the midrabanan. And even if I agree that there is an Isser, what's its basis? So the Rush is saying that the basis, he's clearly troubled, what, you know, what's the source of Tosfos? Hey, let's do it. No problem. So what's the basis of this din? So here the Rush slips in, Katan ochal nevelos bezem metzuvan lafrisha. That's a halacha that if you have a child who's eating nevelos, so bezem has an obligation to pull them away from him. Okay, so it's very strange. Tosfos has like this, the Rush has kavachomer, that if you have an obligation to prevent a child from eating isurim kol shekein, you have an obligation to prevent a gadol. Now that's very, it's very tenuous. Because A, you might distinguish that there's only an obligation to prevent a katan, because a katan falls under your responsibility, not necessarily another gadol. B, this din may only be a din in bezdin. Katan ochal nevelos bezdin mitzvah lafrisha.
Right.
So it's not clear what the extension is and how broadly you could extend this iser. Okay.
It doesn't sound like an iser. It sounds like a chiyuv, right? A chiyuv mitzvah lafrisha. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's an iser.
Yeah, but Tosos wants this to be a case of Patra Val Aser.
No, I know what Tosos wants, but I don't
right.
think it's like,
he's saying that you might say I have a separate obligation, but if I'm avat to that obligation, I'm not necessarily violating even an Isser Drabanan. Okay, so we'll see. So we'll just, maybe we'll come back to Tosos very briefly just to figure out what are the klalim of the chi of Tumafish from an Isser. We'll see. We'll come on Daf Dalid. The Gemara is a much stronger question. The Gemara wants to know, do I have an obligation? Do we go so far as to say, the Gemara has a case, let's say, Rachel puts in, and I'm not just switching the case because it's a cooking case. Rachel puts in a piece of bread in. Here, fine. Oh, you're up. Rachel puts in a piece of bread into the oven on Shabbos, and it's about to get cooked. So she doesn't violate the Isser D'Oraisa of Bishul until it actually is cooked. Right? It has to be Mevushel, Kamachel, Ben Drusai. So let's say, so now I'm there, and I see Rachel put the bread. I don't want her to violate Shabbos. So do I have an obligation to come in and take the bread out of the oven for her? Even though, as we'll see later, that's an Isser Drabanan.
But I'd be able to say
right. So am I obligated to do an Isser Drabanan to save Rachel from an Isser D'Oraisa? Okay, so what's the basis for this like mutual obligations? I'll see the Gemara in Sota has another klal that talks about Misayei al Dvar Avera. Right? It says somebody who is going around and like connecting like zonas with people. So maybe that guy has an Isser D'Oraisa also. A Misayei al Yidei Ovrei Avera. So this is what are the different klalim for the obligation of, even if it's not Lifnei Iver, that this Chiyuv to be Machmish from an Isser, and then even the Gemara Daf Dalet, to go ahead and do a Chet to prevent somebody else for it. So we'll discuss that in a little bit. So let's go on to the Gemara.
Right, meaning so what Shmuel was talking about was just Turim that right we're doing a Maisa, and there he's saying that there's an Isser Drabanan, but meaning it's Paturo, right, Paturo also, but for like there are a ton of things that you can just not do a Maisa, and obviously you're Patur, totally
right. And the cases of Shmuel are only ones where you're active.
Right. Mikol kom tardesar yavi. And so now we're back to the original question of why is there even not 12? So then we say p'tir ati b'li dechiv chata kachashiv, d'lati b'li dechiv chata lo kachashiv.
So the Gemara ends up saying that we only list the cases of p'turi da'asi l'huli dechi of chatos. What does that mean? What does that phrase mean? Not which part of the malacha is referring to. What is it?
Oh, meaning not the malacha of Rishonim about it? Just what
yeah,
is
before
it,
I get to malacha of Rishonim about it.
Well, the Mishnah just listed p'turim that actions that even though there's a p'tur, there would be a chiyav, or actually that it could cause you to have a chiyav chatos.
Yes, only actions that can cause you to have a chiyav chatos. But I think this line lends itself to two different understandings, right? How would you break it down?
Meaning either that they're necessarily going to have to bring a chata for the action itself, or it has the potential to, if you like, whatever, continued with more actions, and it has the potential to bring into a chiyav chata, or that the action itself would create a chiyav chata, right? Or no?
Maybe. I think you're saying one of them a little too strongly. Meaning, the Gemara is saying that we're only going to list certain cases, and our criterion is the asadu li de chiyav chatas. What does that translate into? What's the significance of asa dechiv chata? So your first understanding I agree with, that it's about which maisa has the potential to lead you down the road of the chiv chata.
Right. The second one isn't that the action itself creates a chiv chata because it's clearly a p'turim. It's more that like it the action itself could, like in another like with other in other cert, like it's not that it's, it could lead you to but like it if. I don't know how to like say it, but like in isolation, it's an action that normally would create a chiyav chatas.
And why are you potter over here?
Well, let's say it's like because you didn't do the first. Like, let's say you say that tanacha, right? So you have to do that.
Say it a little more. Crisply.
So.
And what does it mean to also do chiyav chatas?
That like an action. I don't know how to say it more crisply. But like an action that had it been. It's like a gemara melacha, basically. So had you done the first part, you would have been chayav chayav chata. I don't know. Like it's like the normally it's the gemara melacha, so normally it's what creates chayav chata in other contexts. But in this context, it's separated from the first part of the action. So I don't know how to say.
Maybe. Anybody else want to weigh in for Rachel? Jeremy.
There's a special p'tur.
Before you get to the p'tur of Shnayim Shesu, but I'm saying, what would it mean that also do chayav chata? That phrase. I mean, one interpretation is that it's you know this is what leads you down the road of becoming obligated in the chatas. It's a bad path to go down. Right? I was asking does that line lend itself to another interpretation?
Maybe it relates to the pasuk Ashur Tehasana that it looks like a maisa or something like that.
Okay, what do you think, Pentecost? Gabe, what do you think?
I'm not sure if Rachel said this. Maybe it's an action which creates a chiyav chatas. Maybe it's not necessarily chal on you, but somebody else is getting a chiyav chatas. So if right, the interaction or the exchange has a chiyav chatas around it.
Okay, I think you're all phrasing a little too strongly. I would just say that p'turi da'asu b'chiyav chatas is what is the mechayiv of the malacha. I think that's what you're saying in different circumstances. But over here, you're not chayiv because you're missing some condition. But the essence of the malacha was done by you. You're not chayiv. Peturi da'asu dechiyav chatas. This is the case where you're pater. But under other circumstances, you'd be chayiv, like Rachel was saying. Why? Because this is the malacha. You happen to be missing a small condition. So you're not chayiv in this case. But the maisa that you've done is the crux of the yisr. As opposed to saying that the action which you did was perhaps intrinsically insignificant, yet you're chayiv because that starts the process of chiyav chatas. Or that's the final part of the chiyav chatas process.
Is that different from what she said?
What?
It's more crisp.
Perhaps not. Yeah. No, I'm saying that this is the mechayev. Perhaps that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I just didn't say that crisply.
Okay. Hodas baldin kimei edim dom. You can't disagree with Rachel saying it. No, but I think those are just two different broad strokes of understanding that line in the Gemara. Okay? Good. So now the question becomes twofold. The question is, A, how are the Rishonim taking that line in the pragmatic sense or in definitionally as part of the Mechayev of Hotzah? And B, question is, which part of Hotzah is defined as Asa Dechiyav Chatas? So in every Rishon, we have to look for both of those components. So let's look at Rashi. How does Rashi learn that line?
Me?
Yeah. So how does Rashi? Rashi is clearly defining this Maisa as
With the potential akiro, so meaning the problem is that there's the potential for there to be a full malacha there.
Right.
It's the beginning of the process.
So does Rashi mean this fundamentally, or does he mean it pragmatically? Does he mean that the akira is the ikra malacha, or does Rashi just mean that it's a gzera that you can't start with?
He says it's a gzera.
Right, so it sounds like it's a gzera. Right, it sounds like it's a gzera. That works in nicely if you take Rashi and Shavuos along with this Rashi. Because Rashi and Shavuos said that we're defining bifnim b'chutz based off the hanacha. So in terms of picking out the defining aspect of the malacha, it's the hanacha. In terms of a gzera, that you might end up finishing the malacha, so the gzera aspect lies in the akira. If you take Rashi, there's an interesting Rashi, and not here, so I haven't the most of Rashi. Rashi and Beitza and Daf Yud Beis. I think we saw this.
Where's the most?
Oh, yeah, the most of Rashi. So
no,
most of Rashi might quote on Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. So most Rashi on Beitza, sorry, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So Rashi there says, remember we saw that all of Hutsa, according to the Gemara, all of Muktza is gzera atu Hutsa. Reason why they instituted muktzah is so you don't pick up a kli and walk outside with it. So Rashi there said, why? Total gufei lab mishum hotzah. He isn't total all just exer mishum hotzah. Tchilas hotzah al yidei tiltol hi. At the beginning of hotzah is tiltol. So that works nicely, just that you look at the pragmatic aspect of the malacha starting with the akira.
And that's exactly what Tosos is about,
right? Yeah. I think that's Rashi's defense to Tosos' question. Tosos challenges Rashi and says, how could you say that the akiros are a ptur de asli de chiyav chatas? Why? Read Tosos. Go, Gabe. Excellent. Excellent. What's Tosos' objection? Tiltol is nothing. So what would Rashi's response be?
The reason Tiltol is ever Asur is because it's a Adeh.
Yeah, look for
the same zero.
It's exactly that lashon that Rashi has in Beitza. Right, tchilas hotza is like they tiltol. So it's true that it's tiltol ba'alma, but tiltol ba'alma is aser mishum gzera hotza. So you see that we acknowledge the iser even in the beginning of the process.
And Tosos saying tiltol ba'alma is.
Yeah, Tosos seems to have no problem with like tiltol ba'alma. So how do they read the?
Isn't tiltol ba'alma muktza or something?
Well, it's not clear what Tosos means here by tiltol ba'alma.
Yeah, tiltol isn't. That's not the same thing as. How can we talk about muktza here? Because here, presumably, we're not talking about things that you like are not.
Right, tiltol means moving kalim.
It doesn't mean mostly. It means it's like the same action, like
just moving things
moving
around.
Objects, so
right.
Move objects with
I'm just pointing out that the Gemara later on says that initially, Bimei Zecharia, so they asked all kalim on Shabbos. Zero mishum hotza.
Touch anything?
You couldn't touch any kli on Shabbos. You could touch, you can't move it.
Okay.
Except for like three things.
It's pretty difficult.
And then it says Chazur v'hitchu, that they were matir. It's machlokes what it means, but the way we pass it, according to Rava, they were matir kli shemalachto. Laheter l'tzorach kufa l'tzorach mekomo. Then there are chazur and there are mat. There are chazur v'hitiru klisha malachto l'iser l'tzorach kufa l'tzorach mekomo. According to Rava, and then there are mat. There are also klisha malachto l'heter mecham l'tzel. They can move a klisha malach l'heter for anything. So, but the initial takana of muktza was all kalim. So any tiltol kli was also mishamik. So Rashi would say, what do you mean tiltol ba'alma is the source for gzera muktza? So you see that the chamim take it as something serious. Right, I think it's a pretty good defense. Okay. So what does Tosos suggest? If it's not the akiro, so what is the what's the p'tur d'asu l'chiyav chatas?
Tosos.
Yeah, Gabe. What does the Riva say?
The Mefarish Riva, there.
Yeah. Okay. What's the position of the Riva? What's the Torah Asa Chiyuv Chatas?
So it's the person who's doing the Havas or Shus, right? He's Poshit as Yado, but he hasn't done like he's missing some of the malacha either at the beginning or the end. So he's missing the kind of the closure of the malacha, but he's done the right. He's crossed the boundary between Rishis and Lushis.
So it's the guy who takes the Chayfes to the Chilah for Shios?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I guess you say that's the Ikar Malacha.
I mean, the Ikar Malacha is the guy who does the Chilah for Shios. That's how I want to read the Riva. So what, how are you interpreting that?
Sorry, the Ikar Malacha is the Chilah for Shios, but then in order to kind of make it a complete Maaseh Malacha, it needs both an Akira and Anacha.
Okay, so Gabe is taking a very strong read of the Riva. I'll tell you why I think it's a strong read. I don't disagree with it. That the Mechayiv Pturi, also the Chilah Chatas, is talking about the Chilah for Shios, what happens in between. The Akira or the Hanach are just Tanayim in being Chayiv for Chilah for Shuyos. So the case of the Patra of Asar case is always the case of the person who breaks the Rishuyos. That's the way the Riva understands the case. And, Chisam Renamad, either the Akira or the Hanach. That's not so significant. Okay, we'll come back to this in a second. What about the Rabos of Shal Rashi? Are they saying something similar to the Riva?
From the Lashon, yeah.
It seems to be somewhat identical. Let's read it for a second. So Jeremy, read Rabosov Shel Rashi.
Okay,
so Rabosai say that what is the
Pshitas
Yad?
Whoever outstretches their hand to the other Rishos.
Whoever puts their hand through to the other Rishos. The question is, whether this Rabosu Shel Rashi is identical to Riva, Jeremy thinks they are. Do you think that they're the same as Riva, even given Gabe's read of the Riva? Hey.
What's
going on? So we're looking at the Rabosu Shel Rashi and Gimel Amud Aleph and Tosfos Maskil Pturei within the Sheet of the Riva. Gabe, what do you think?
Well, this is Bein Rekanis, right? That's the part that bothers me. You haven't done it. I mean, I thought the Chilah for Shios was about moving an object across the Shios. I'm looking at it.
So it could be a significant difference here. Meaning, explain why. According to the Rabosu Shel Rashi.
Yeah.
Right.
The Rabosu Shel Rashi, you push it this other time, whether or not there's anything in your hand.
Right.
And so I don't understand where the chiyuv would come from according to the Riva. If there's nothing in your hand, what
according to the Riva, there are only two cases. Like, where are you getting?
If you go back and read the Riva into the Mishnah,
I'd say before you get into reading back into the Mishnah.
We'll see there's trouble
reading Rashi into the Mishnah also. Rabosei Omer Pshitos Yad Lefnim. According to Riva, it seems like the person, if I just put my hand through, even empty, that's already a ptur to Asi Dechiyat Chatas. According to the Riva, that's not true. According to the Riva, you're only Chayiv if you're Poshet Yado, that's step A, Umachniso Motzia, and you move your hand in and out through the Rishus. And so according to the Riva, the Ptur Da'asu Dechi of Chatas is when you take the object through the Rishuyos. According to the Rabosu Shel Rashi, it's a Ptur Da'asu Dechi of Chatas even when you're just Poshet Yado Reikanis Lefnim.
It's Da'afka Lefnim though also, right?
Yeah, but it's
Da'afka. Oh, I don't know.
I think so, because also when other Rishon quoted him, they said specifically the Ani, like...
Da'afka Lefnim?
Yeah.
Da'afka Poshet
Yado. Interesting.
Also, otherwise, it wouldn't make sense. Like Jeremy's saying, it also
the number
make
of
sense
cases how you read it back. So it could be the guy's push. I mean, just Yad Lefnim.
Yes.
That'd be
meaning,
strange.
Yeah.
Why would you distinguish between the Lefnim and the Chutz?
If you for whatever reason think that like the Ikar of the Malacha is like
right.
I don't know.
Here there's like a change in the gears that I have. Rabosei Omrim Pshitas Yad, and the Rashash takes out Lefnim and they put in Lagabi Shneim.
Oh, really? I have Lagabi Shneim in back.
You don't have like a star in the Rashash saying like.
No.
How you change the gears though? Right.
But the point still would be, even according to Rosia, would be that the Rosh Hashanah would be to say, has to do with Chilah for Shuyos.
Does it? How does Rashi characterize the Rabosov?
Not according to Rashi, but according to.
But how does Rashi characterize Rabosov? Why is Pshita Sayyad significant? Why?
Rashi thinks it's significant because it's the start of the Malacha.
Because he Tchilas HaMaisa. So Rashi's reading his Shita of Akira being Tchilas HaMaisa into the Shita of his Rebbeim also.
No. Rashi's reading the Lashon of the Gemara, so Asi Lidei Chiyuv Chatas, right? So
Rashi's taking at least a pragmatic read of the Gemara, Which means, what's starting the process of also de chiyuv chatos? Right? So Rashi's saying, for my shita it's akira, for my rebeim it means pshitas yad rekhanos lefnim, because that's the initiating process. Right? What's the mechay for the riva? Tchila samaisa?
What's it called? For the Riva, the Mechayev is Chila for Shuyos, but it with an object, because he thinks that the object itself is what would...
Right, so the Riva is not working off the Mechayev of Tchila Samaisa, the Riva is working off the Mechayev of Misha Asa Kol HaMelacha, Ela Shechisar Menema'at.
Right, but for Rashi, Pshiyat Yado, Bifnim indicates to you, tells you that the din, if you just started to reach for an object, and you're like, oh, intention, that's fine. The issue is that if you stick your hand inside, so then you're gonna, or the other way around, or from inside to outside, either way, then you've shown an intent to change your shuyot, right? In other words, it's has to do.
Right, but you have not yet done any chila for shuyot.
Yeah, because the object doesn't even have to be.
Right,
in the hand.
So the only mechayiv you could have is chila samaisa, according to Rashi.
Or you
might say the maisa is defined by chila for shuyot.
Right, so at least you know, in other words, just moving the object not into Chiyuv for Shuyot would be an issue. Either way, no one thinks that.
What are you saying within the Rosh
Hashanah? I'm saying the fact that you're sensitive to Shit Yad Bifnim tells you that what we want to focus on is the intent to change your Shuyot.
Okay.
As opposed to the general...
Which would be fine. You could say that according to Moshe Shalashi, the Mechayiv is Chila for Shuyos. But what the Gemara is talking about in Peturi, the also the Chiyuv Chatas, that's the initiating the process. And then just Rashi and the Zerbeim disagree on what's considered the initiating process. Akira or Pshitas Yad Reikonis. The Riva is saying, I don't care about what initiates the process. Right? Because let's say according to Riva, a person could lift up the Chayfet inside, which is the beginning of the process, and I can push it yad, and the one who takes the object through, he's the p'tur d'asa d'chiyuv chatas. And the mechayev for the riva is asa gemar hamalacha. Asa kol hamalacha, ela shechisar menema'at. Okay, so on the surface, they look like they're similar, but I think if you dig a little deeper, then you're dealing with two different mechayevim, and two different rationales. Okay. Now, the reason why I think, Gabe, why do I think you're taking a strong read of the riva? Gabe's read of the riva is that your chayev here, p'tur d'asa d'chiyuv chatas, t'chila for shuyos. The Akira and the Hanacha are just Tznayim in the Chilav for Shuyos. But the Mechayiv is the Chilav. Okay, I think that's a little bit, you don't have to read that into the Riva. I agree you could. There's another way to take it.
What was he saying again?
Gabe, you have to reiterate your point.
Sure, I'll reiterate my point. As I read the Riva saying that the Mechayiv is the Chilav for Shuyos, right? That's the poshik, this yado machnis amotsia. And the reason he's putter here is because he's chitzer menemat, he hasn't done the kira lanacha, which kind of complete the maisa.
I like it.
What?
That's what I thought.
I thought the Riva was reading also. And you thought the Riva was the same as Rabbi Shavashi? No.
Because
that's initiating.
Yeah.
Good. I'm saying you don't have to read the Riva Gabe's way.
How do you read this without having anything
to do with
the
Kira Nanacha? What are you gonna read it as?
But Gabe is saying that the Chila for Shuyos is the Mechayiv. Okay? That person who breaks the plane, he's the one who's a Ptur Das Vechiv Chatas. He's just not Chayiv Chatas because he's missing a little bit, which is either the Akira or the Hanacha. So those are kind of like Tanayim to be Chayiv, but if you're missing out on them, you're not missing out on the Ikar Malacha. You're just not Chayiv Chatas. So doing that kira without chila for shuyos is nothing. Doing hanach without chila for shuyos is nothing. Doing a chila for shuyos without either a kira v'hanach, that's significant. Does anybody have another suggestion in reading the riba?
Can you say that it's the same as
Rabosa? You could say it's the same as Rabosa, but you could say that I think by bringing the Rabosa more into the riva's camp than bringing the riva into the Rabosa's camp.
I guess that when you read the Riva is that there's a dual focus. It's not just that there's one Mechayev. The Mechayev is where you need three components to complete the Malacha. You need the Akira, you need the Chiyuv for Shuyos, and you need the Hanacha. So if you're missing one of those components...
I think that's the other way to read the Riva. That the Riva is really saying that Ptur Da'asa D'Chiyuv Chatas is, let's see, who's doing Rov HaMalacha? So there are three components, Akira, Hanacha, Chiyuv for Shuyos. In every case of the Ani and the Balabais, one of the parties will be doing two-thirds of the Malacha. So that's why he said it depends whether you read Chisa Rimenuat O Akira O Hanacha as an inclusive or an exclusive or. If it's an inclusive or, so then you're saying like I'd read it the way you read it before. As either if you're missing either Hanacha or Akira, that's not so important. Tchila for Shios is Iker. If you read it as an exclusive or, then he's basically saying you did the entire Melacha because you did the Tchila for Shios plus one of the Akira or the Hanacha. So 2/3 of the Melacha is Chashuv. So then you don't have a Raya from here that the Tchila for Shios is the Mechayev. Good. In any event, even if you don't want to take the Riva, if you want to say the Riva is talking about majority as opposed to talking about Tchila for Shios, if you look at the Ritva on Daf Gimel.
Exclusive, sorry, do you mean that you read it Akira or Hanacha as that you're missing both of them?
That you're missing Dafka, one of the two. He's not saying that Akira and Hanacha could be done away with.
Yeah.
He's saying that in this case where you're missing either the Hanacha or the Akira, so you still considered you did a Ptur Dasa Dechi of Chatas.
But how could there be Akira Rashiya without
an Akira or a Hanacha?
Or just without Akira?
Let's say...
Isn't that the definition of Akira?
So if you're not the one that did Akira.
No. You put your hand, Poshi Adlifnim, and Ani is not on the Socha.
And then what do you do?
And then you transfer it. You didn't do the Akira, then Ani did it.
Right.
Well, then if you pull your hand back, then you
that's
are...
That's not an... I don't think that's considered an Akira. That's what I would say. We'll see the Gemara later on says, Yado Shal Adam. Yado Shal Adam is in a loker, just a yachid, loker, just a rabbin. That's how we view the so if a hand, so there's a chiluk if the hand is in the same rishos as the body is in, or if the hand's in a different rishos.
Okay.
If the hand's in a different rishos, you don't view that to be like a separate hanacha. So let's say the ani is pashi ad lefnim, the balabayis picks up the object, picks up the money, puts it into the hand of the ani. That's not a hanacha, so you still have the akira of the balabayis. The ani is pulling his hand back, you have a chiluk for shios, and he puts it down, that's a hanacha.
Okay.
I think that's how everyone has to read the Mishnah.
Until you didn't put it down, it's not a lechas, therefore...
That's a shayla. You might say that the moment you bring the chetas into your rishos, it's considered a hanacha. Because once the hand's in the same rishos as the body, then you consider the body to be a nach. That we'll see. Well, those are the sugis on daf gimel and daf dalet.
Right.
Like yadav basa zifo garir. So the ritva on daf gimel over here, just the way he quotes the third shita, or second shita, but... Ptur dasa dechi of chatas, pirish Rashi, kigon akira shehin tchilas amalacha. Veyeshe pirshu, finally we'll get, vachirim pirshu, the ptur dasa dechi of chatas, hainu mishe mozi, ohichnis yado mirshus lirshus, uvezeh taloi ikar chi of chatas. Vezeh nachon yoser. So the Ritva says that the ikar chi of chatas, not just pragmatically what's going to lead to a chatas, what is the critical point in time where you violated the Isser of Hotzah? So he says, Mishe Motu Hichnes Yada Mirshus Lirshus. And there it's clearly he's not talking about a rov. It clearly just means changing Rishiyos. Okay. What's the third Shita and what's critical when it comes to Akira? The Ramban. The Hanacha. The Ramban says the Hanacha is the Iker. The Shaila is for the Ramban, how seriously does he mean it? Why is the Hanacha Iker? What? Who?
You started off with the Ran saying the Ran.
Oh, the Ran had 2 days about Rashi, ironically, there was the one who defined Lifnim and Bechutz based off the Hanacha.
Right.
The Ran also quoted another day, is that what you're saying?
Right. The Ran quoted the other
day. Right, but I'm saying how you understand the Mishnah is not necessarily related to how you understand the Ptur Dasa Dechi of Chatas. Right, we saw that already in Rashi. Rashi here says Akira,
no,
Rashi there says Hanacha.
No, Dafka, it does, right? Because that's the whole point. For Rashi, if you understand that the issue is an issue in Hanacha, then you would say the Gzeira Rabban would apply
to the Akira.
To the Akira.
Right, I hear that.
But is
I mean, you could probably could have said that without even saying the Hanacha is the Iker. I mean, you could have Gzeira on the Akira, even if you hold the Chila for Shia as the Iker or something.
But is it true the other way around? Let's say you think the problem with Akira, you wouldn't have Gzeira Rabban.
You might, because just pragmatically, you can't be chayiv until you do all the components. So even if the ikar is the akira, you still have the gzera of the akira atu the hanacha. So what's the Ramban? How does the Ramban phrase this hanacha being the ikar? Anybody have his lashon? So what's the Ramban's challenge, first of all, to Rabbos of Shal Rashi? Very strong challenge.
Doesn't he have some time to tell us about the number of...
Yes, there's the number of cases issue.
And then...
But he also has another problem. V'achirin pirshu ani shapasha yada lefnim bein malei beri kanis hitchilas melacha m'nei shehu yachol lito lehotzi v'lov l'dichi v'chartos chen shabal abayis. Okay, ve'ein zen nachon. Why? Shehu mone mi shelo asa tchilas melacha v'pnei sheyachol hu lahaschil. This is the Ramban's critique of the Rabbos of Shal Rashi. What's his critique? Yeah. But more so than Tosis' critique of Rashi. Tosis' critique of Rashi is that Akira b'lo hanacha is total ba'alma. And maybe Rashi would say total significant.
Saying it's nothing.
Right, Ramban here is saying, Pshitas Yad Lefnim, if anything, you'd be mechayiv him. Yeah, if anything, you'd be mechayiv him for Tchilas HaMaisa. But Ramban's point is, you'd be mechayiv him for Tchilas HaMaisa, but it's only potential to be Maschil the Maisa. Right? Your Mona Mishal also Tchilas HaMaisa, Mesha Yachal Hula Haschilba. But that's a stage too early, argues the Ramban. So what does Ramban himself suggest? V'achirim Pirshu, Shehaminiach Hu Ha'ose Melacha, Umani pturi da asi bu inish li dechiv chatas, tahainu gmar hamlacha, shehu hamachayiv also chatas. So Ramban understands here that the hanacha is the ikar. Why? Is the Ramban saying that the hanacha is the ikar? Is the Ramban saying that pragmatically, right, that is the gmar hamlacha?
There's both.
Right. It kind of says both. It's not so clear what his emphasis is. I'll just point out that what do we see the Ramban shita was earlier in the Masechta? Not so much earlier, there's only one da. Yeah, kind of. Might have a hint to what the Ramban thinks of Kiran Hanacha. Give you a hint. It goes back to Hotsa and Achnasa. What did the Ramban say? Hotsa and Achnasa. So three machlokes you shown him. Tosos, the Rambam, and the Ramban.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Ramban kept saying the reason why Achnasa is an Av is Kol Akira Achivet Mkomo Hotsa Karile. That seemed to be a strong emphasis on the Akira. And yet here the Ramban is saying, now you could say, and this will be a shayla we'll have to look into, is it possible that the Akira only becomes chashuv b'shas hanacha? Meaning you don't view an object as uprooted from its place until there's another hanacha, until it's redefined and being a new place. So you might say that the chashivas of the Akira is contingent on there being a new hanacha. So if you want it to be the Ramban here fundamentally, as the Ramban's characterizing the Mechayiv of Chutzah, the Ramban's saying, the Hanacha is the Iker. Either Ramban said before that the Mechayiv is the Akira, so you'd have to say that the Akira only becomes significant given the Hanacha. Or you'll just say that the Ramban thinks the Mechayiv of Chutzah is the Akira. Just technicality, you can't be Chayiv until it's the Gemar Melacha. The Gemar Melacha is the Hanacha. So you say the Ramban on Daf Beis is talking about the Mechayiv. And Banadav Gimel is saying, Lemaisa, what brings you to a, pragmatically, what brings you to a chatas is the end. Okay. So those are the shitas just in reading the Gemara on Peturi Dasu Lechi of Chatas. Now, how you read that line in the Gemara, about Peturi Dasu Lechi of Chatas, is going to determine how you read the next line in the Gemara, what girsa you have. What's our next line in the Gemara? Mikey, you want to read the Gemara for us?
I just had a quick question.
Yeah.
So practically, if you lift something up, put it in your pocket, and walk across, you have to leave it for shuyos. You can, as long as you don't take it out of your pocket and put it down somewhere, according to the Ramban.
Yeah, it could be. It's a big shayla. It depends.
Anything?
Maybe
right.
That put in your pocket.
Well, see, there's two shaylas there. I mean, people always pose the question. Let's say you're in shul, okay? You walk out of shul and you realize you have something in your pocket, and there's no eruv. So what's better? Is it better to, and then you walk by a fire hydrant? So a fire hydrant might be a malkum patur. It's less than dalal dalal. We'll see this when we get to the definition of rishiyos. So it's better to put it down on a hydrant, which is defined as a malkum patur. Or do you say it's better to just keep walking until you get home because you're going to another shteyachid? Or is it better to walk back into the shul and put it in?
Better to walk back. Oh, because you're putting back in the same shul.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that would be any better, actually.
I would also walking home be any better.
Why would it be better?
Yeah.
Because if you say, Mikey's pointing out, there's no hanacha.
I mean, just never to not take it out of your pocket till after
Or
Shabbos.
You put it back in your helmet, so your helmet's Rosh Hashayachid.
Right, but then there's an.
So that would be a shayla. Are you chayiv for going from a Rosh Hashayachid through a Rosh Hashayachid into another Rosh Hashayachid? What?
There removes so much emphasis from Chiva for Shuyos
right.
If really it all matters about Hanukkah.
Right? Right. So we'll see that. We'll see. The Gemara has a case exactly like that. That sometimes, but there was a chila for shuyos. There's just two chila for shuyos.
So you can easily avoid it by not doing hanacha. Like chila for shuyos doesn't matter as long as you.
As long as there's no hanacha in that other rishos, right? Correct. That was the Gemara has a better case. The Gemara has a case on gimel and beis, on dalet and beis maybe. About hamotzi mechanos leplatia derech stav. What happens when you go from Rosh Hashayachid through a Makom Ptur into a Rosh Hasharabim? That's a better case than your case. Because there you have an Akira in one Rosh Hash, Hanacha in another Rosh Hash with no Chilef Rosh Hashayachid. There's no boundary that you're breaking. You're going from Rosh Hashayachid into a Makom Ptur, and then from Makom Ptur into Rosh Hasharabim.
So there's Akira and Hanacha, but no Chilef Rosh Hashayachid?
Right. You can have an Akira in Rosh Hashayachid and Hanacha in Rosh Hasharabim with no Chilef Rosh Hashayachid. And your panyat, you could have chila for shios without akira and hanacha. So how are the rishonim going to read those cases? So we'll see. That's what like the next couple blot are about. These cases. Yeah.
Why is your pocket any different than just carrying it in your hand?
It's not necessarily, but your body is not nach. You need a hanacha in order to be chayiv.
Right. So we're saying you walking don't stop.
Yeah. If you're walking straight, you don't stop.
Stop.
There's no hanacha.
Isn't there
so the shaila, if you stop significantly, the Gemara has a case of if you're omid lekate, if you're omid lafush. If you stop to just like readjust your bag, so then that's not a hanacha. If you stop, like take a rest for a second, for like a minute, that's considered a hanacha.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's
a separate shaila the Gemara has whether akiras gufo is considered akiras chepes.
It has to be to a degree. The fundamental case we have is right on here, it's just exchanging hands.
But there, we were mentioning that the Baal Bais picks it off the ground in his house. There's an Akira.
Picks off the ground?
Yeah.
It's not out of the Ani's hand?
Well, the Ani, let's say the Ani picked it up from the outside. The Ani does an Akira.
I just thought it was, you know...
Man was created with an object in his hand, and came Shabbos, and he just put his hand there.
I don't know, let's say you're holding it, Shabbos starts... Right,
the assumption is that there's an Akira from the Rishos.
Okay,
like, from the Pashas from the ground.
And the Hanacha on the other end has to be...
That's not clear. That's not so clear. Because you might say that if your hand is in the same rishus as you're in, so just bringing it through the rishus automatically makes it hanacha. We'll see. These are the cases that the Gemara brings up on Daf Gimel and Daf Dalet and a little bit on Daf Hei. Okay. Good. It's interesting to see how some of the Achronim. So how do we connect these two Gemaras? Okay. So we have one case about what's the Iker Ptur Hamevei Dechiyav Chatas. And the Gemara goes on, so Mike, you just read that.
Yeah,
we're on Gimel Aleph. V'ha'is avida malacha mi benayu.
Oh, Tanya, Rabbi Omer, me im ha'aretz, ma'am ha'aretz, ba'asota, os ba'asota.
So just read the first line. V'ha'is avida malacha mi benayu.
V'ha'is avida malacha mi benayu.
Okay, what does that mean? What's the Gemara challenging there? So it's not so clear, there's an ambiguity. Is this going back on the case that we just mentioned? Have we mentioned that you could do, right, one guy, there's one person who's doing a more critical part of the malacha, right? So it could be the Gemara is challenging that. The Gemara is saying, "V'hasta avida malacha mi benayu." All right, better yet. Let me see. It could be that line is going back on the Mishnah, right, and it's saying, how come ze okar v'ze meniach is pater, in general? After all, between the two of them, they did a malacha. Right, so why is it true that if you split the Akira and the Hanacha, you're Pater? Look at it in terms of the result. And the result is that there was a Malacha. Alternatively, you could read that line, not as going back on the Mishnah, but as going on the last line of the Gemara, where the Gemara said, there's one person who's doing an Iker Chiyav Chatas. And then the Gemara is saying, V'ha Yisavida Malacha. even take up the benayu. I mean, that guy who did the critical part, he should be chayev. Because he did the ikra malacha, and yeah, maybe the other part was accomplished by somebody else. I mean, it's like Gemara saying, there are cases that are totally potter, then there's a case that's potter, but it's also because you did something significant. And the Gemara is challenging him, well, why are you potter? You did the most important part of the malacha. You'll see the Ramban. The Ramban says, Hachi garcinan, take out the mibenayu. V'lo garis kidichsib b'miksas nuschi mibenayu. Cut out the mibenayu. Why? V'achi pirusho. V'ha'is avida melacha al yidei ze she'osa hanacha v'yischayiv. The Ramban's a shitasa. The Ramban's saying, who did the ikar melacha? What's the ikar melacha? The hanacha. So now the Gemara is saying, well, if the ikar melacha is the hanacha, why is he even potter from a chatas? He should be chayiv a chatas. He did the ikar melacha. So what does the Gemara go on? What does the Gemara say?
You could just still have Mibinayu in there and read it that way. You just say
no, you could. But he thinks you don't need the Mibinayu. Right, and it's stronger. It's not about that Lamaisa, there was a Malacha Dom between two of them. That guy who did the critical, there's no Havamina that the insignificant guy should be Chayiv.
But then you're taking the more problematic with the Ramban, because then you have to.
Right, then you have to say the Ramban means it fundamentally.
Right, and then you have to reconcile with the Ramban.
Right. Correct. Rachel's making a great point.
Yeah.
Okay. So go on. But it does sound from the Hachi Garcina that the Ramban means it fundamentally, right?
Yeah.
Unless you think the Ramban's transition, the Ramban's saying.
No, Ramban's turning this into says Ikra Malacha is
the Hanacha.
No, he might be saying Ikra Malacha is still Akira, but he might be saying now that what makes you Chayiv is the Hanacha. So if what makes you Chayiv always pragmatically is the Hanacha, so the guy who did the Hanacha is always going to be Chayiv,
maybe.
Even though I think of the malacha as being a
dinner akira. Yeah, or it could just be that it's inconceivable that you'll ever be mechayev somebody for aschalas on malacha, which is not finished. Mm-hmm. It's kind of unfair. So we'll see that in a second. So read on the Gemara, Mikey, sorry. Good. So what's this p'tur called? This is a p'tur of Shnaim Shasua. And if two people do a malacha, you're exempt on Shabbos. Tosis already points out. Let's read Tosis for a second. Tosis Dir Mas, let's just look at Tosis. The end of Tosvos, Shnaim P'turim. V'lo parich, she'yischayiv rishon. Tosis says there's no havamina that the first guy should be chayiv. Okay, similar to Ramban's comments. The ain svarad al yidei hasheni she'asa hanacha v'gemar hamalacha yischayiv rishon. So notice, Tosos over here, Tosos who adopted the Rivaz position earlier and said that the Iker Malacha, maybe the Chiv Chatas, is a Chila for Shuyos, whether you read it my way or whether you read it Gabe's way. So now Tosos is saying that when the Gemara says, Tavidah Malacha Mibinayu, the only Havamina is to Mechayev the Meniach. You never be Mechayev the Oker. Even in a case when the Oker does the Chila for Shuyos along with the Akira. Okay, so at least the Ramban's Shita here lines up, because Ramban's reading the Gemara earlier saying Hanacha, the Ramban is now saying the Gemara is referring to Hanacha. Tosos, though, earlier said that it's the Chila for Shuyos, and now the Havamina is that only be Mechayev the Gemara. Okay, so what turns out that if you read it Gabe's way, then the Gemara that's talking about Petur Das Lechiv Chatas, that's giving us the fundamental definition, maybe, of Kol HaMalach. Who did the Kol HaMalach? That's the Chila for Shuyos. But you can never be mechayev somebody for chilah for shuyos if there's no hanacha. So then, pragmatically, the chatas might only be attributed to the gemar hamalacha, not to the person who did the ikar malacha. Okay? What about Rashi? Rashi held that the earlier gemara was talking about akiros. How would Rashi read this last line? Think Rashi would agree with Tosos? Rachel thinks no, right? Because Rashi's earlier was, well, you think no?
Yeah, because you're thinking that it should be about the Akira here, right?
Okay, but if you say Rashi was just talking about Gzeira,
okay, so then...
Then no.
Right.
So it's very interesting. So turn to the back of the Gemara.
Yeah, that's perfectly, because Rashi thinks that if Nim is a din in Hanacha...
Right, the Rashi, Rashi earlier.
So it works out very nicely. So you have the Rabbanan on...
Right, the problem is we don't know what Rashi holds it. Rashi doesn't take a stance. But if you say that Rashi thinks the Mechayev is really Rashi and Shavuos Daf Hei, that the Mechayev is the Hanacha... Right? Then Rashi would work out beautifully with Tosos.
Right.
Whereas the line earlier was talking about Gzeiros. About what's going to facilitate. Good. Look at the that's an excellent point. Look at the Hagos v'chidushim. Different Gemaras have this set up differently. But if you look in the Hagos v'chidushim in the back of Gemara, so they quote here a Chachmas Manoach. You probably have it separately, yeah. And like an Otzer, like a Hagos v'chidushim in the back. So Andaf Gimel Med Aleph. You should have a Chachmas Manoach in Rashi, in Tosvos, Dira Maschel Paturi. You have it? You have Yaakov Mefarshim in the back, for sure.
Oh, it's Yaakov Mefarshim.
Yeah. Not that far back.
Right.
That's our riff. Maybe that's on the riff. It might be before that. So I'll read it to you. Nichta Betzido. This is on this line in Tosfos, which says, the only Havamino Timachayv the Meniach. Zed Dafkal Adasa Tosfos. Val Rashi, the Savar B'samach, the Akiros Chachashiv. According to Rashi, that Akiros Iker. Tanad Masnisin. Sheheim Yoser Ikarim Bimelacha. Sover Lehefich. So on this line, Tosfos says that the only havamina is to mechayev the meniach. So the Chachmas Manoach says the exact opposite. According to Rashi, the only havamina is to mechayev the oker, opposite of Pinchas. Inami, or you'll say, le'inyan gzeira drabanan lo gazru el mishum sheva yavli de yisr daraisa. Then yoser yishlochosh ba'akiros me'anachos. Hava b'daraisa gmar hu ikar. So basically the Chachmas Manoach has two deos. Find it? Can you find it? No?
Which what is Dibra Maschil?
It's in Tosos Dibra Maschil Pturi. It's Be'emtza Diburo Dibra Maschil De'ein Savar. Chachmas Manoach. In my thing, it's... I don't know, we have different breakdowns.
Yeah.
See it? Be'emtza De'ein Savar, Nichta Betzido Zedachla Dasa Tosos. Aval Rashi, the Savar B'samach Da'akiros Kachashiv Tana, the Masnishin. So you have 2 days right there. Okay, but how do we read that first Rashi? Okay, while we're there, also notice the Rashash has just like a funny comment on Rashi. Rashi on that Rashi says that Kiros are the source of the Xeris. The Rashash says Nira Linias Daiti Tilafim Ad Kaimla Dechati Shir Asam Ratorah Va'afbi Sure Shabbos Kain Mefarish Atam Dechad Ubiyuma Mefarish Atam Dechad Zarufev Zeloshayach Rak Ba'Kiros. The Rashash wants to explain the Rashi on Daf Beis on Daf Gimel based off Chatzis Shir Asar Torah. But the Gemara in Yuma says that Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah according to Yochanan. Why? Because Chazit Sarufa, you can always combine Chatzis Shir with another Chatzis Shir. So that only works for Akiros. Because only the Hanacha is not Chazit to Mitzari for something else. You can't combine the Hanacha with something else. The Akiros is Chazit Sarufa. But what's fascinating is that the Rashash is reading into Rashi in Isser of Chatzis Shir.
What have you ever had? Could you have it have an opposite direction? Like, could you have, let's say, I don't know, starting in, like, to start something, let's say, Shirab, then to be Meliach, and then to be Oker, and that would be Hutzah? Meaning, or no?
I don't think so. I think, I mean, have like a Hanacha before the Akira?
Yeah, nah.
I don't think I have that. I don't see how. Because by so definition, it's Nekar Mirshazah and Munach Mirshazah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Now, take a look for a second, Tosos on Sadi Gimel. I'm going to splash out that Rashash. The Rashash thinks that the basis for this Isra in the Gemara and Daf Gimel is Chatzis Shir Asur Min HaTorah. Okay? It's a very big Chiddush. We'll see. We should have gotten this ready, but we'll see it. Some Achronim think that even if Chatzis Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, the Akira doesn't constitute a Chatzis Shir. Okay? Maybe an Akira is even less than Chatzis Shir. It's Chatzis Melacha. Chatzis Shir is if you do a full melacha on half the amount. The Rashash here is assuming that doing an akir without the hanacha is like doing a hotza on half a shir. That's the Rashash's assumption. Look at Tosan Tzadi Gimel Medala for a second. It's a bit, that'll counter this notion of the Rashash. What's on Tzadi Gimel Medala? Tosas referenced it. Here you have two separate limudim. One for Shnaim She'asua in Kol HaMelachos, and one for Ze'uka V'Zemeiniach. That means like this. The din of two people carrying out a bed into Rosh Hashanah, they're both potter. Okay? Because Shnaim Shasur are potter, like Mikey just read in the Gemara. But, that's one tour, and there's a separate Gzeres HaKasa that tells you that Ze Uker and Ze Meniach is potter. So it's also Shnaim Shasuah, but it's not Shnaim Shasuah where two people share the entire Melacha, it's Shnaim Shasuah where one person does the beginning, the other person does the end. Okay, so you have two separate Gzeres HaKasav. So Tosos on Tzadi Gimel Med Aleph, second Tosos, Chad Lemute. Tosos poses a very basic question. Q, you want to read Tosos?
Sure.
Sad Gimel Amud Aleph. Here I'm asking Chad Lemute. Okay, what's this is bothered by?
Why specifically by this?
Excellent. The Gemara just told us that there's a separate Xeris HaKasa for Ze Oker and Ze Menyach. To tell you that you're Potter. So even, meaning even if, it's not clear which way it goes. Is it that even if I would have thought that Shnayim Shasua in general, two people carrying a bed, are Potter, I would have thought that Ze Oker and Ze Menyach is Chayiv? Or is it that even if Ze Oker, even if Shnayim Shasua of carrying the bed are Chayiv, no, it can't be that way, it has to be the first way. Right, even if, or the second way, that even if Ze Oker Vezeme Niach is Pater, I would have thought that two people carrying the bed are Chayev. It's just not so clear which one is a more obvious case. You have two Xeris HaKasevs. So Tosus here is bothered, well, how come Ze Oker Vezeme Niach needs Xeris HaKasev, but somebody who writes one letter and someone who writes a second letter, another person writes a second letter, how come that doesn't need Xeris HaKasev to tell your Pater? So, splitting up two letters, with a shear for writing is two letters. Splitting up two letters is obvious, that you're Potter. Splitting up Akira Anacha is not obvious. Why? Because
I thought just the I guess when he says Hotzai, he means the Shina Rishio.
Yeah, I think that's what he means also.
Just Shina Rishio is
obvious. So you'd have thought that the real Mechayiv of Hotzah and Achnasa is Chila for Shuyos, so without Hanacha. So Kamash Malan, that You also need a hanacha, or kamash malan that the hanacha is also part of the mechayev, right? So people point out that this tosas over here seems to contradict tosas on daf gimel, because tosas on tzadi gimel is saying I had a havamina that you know what, you could be chayev for hotza with just chila for shuyos without akira or hanacha. It's like Mikey's case of walking out of shul. That would be a typical case of hotza according to the havamina and tosas. Tosas on Daf Gimel said, if anything, I would only be Mechayev the Meniach in Shnayim Shasua. Even though the Riva earlier said that Petua Dasa de Chiev Chatas is Chila for Shios. So it's not clear. So are these Tosos contradictory? Or not? That would depend on whether you think Tosfos and Tzadi Gimel is now saying that the Hanacha Lemaskana, like the Akira and Hanacha are Iker, or Tosfos is still acknowledging that the Hotza and the Achnasa might be the real Mechayiv, just the Hanacha is a Tanai in being Chayiv. Okay, so it's not, Tosfos on the surface, there's definitely a contradiction between Daf Gimel, where Tosfos says you'd only be Mechayiv for the Hanacha, because that's the Gemara and the Iker. Tosfos and Tzadi Gimel seems to say that without the Xeris HaKasev, I would have thought that Hotza is Chila for Shuyos. Okay? Good? Anybody? Jeremy, we good?
What's this theory again?
That's no good.
No.
Tosfos over here says that in contrast, in case of Kosev, oh, somebody writes one letter and somebody else comes and writes a second
right.
letter. So that's obviously your Potter.
For sure.
When it comes to Akira and Hanacha, that's not obviously Potter. You need a Xeris HaKasev to tell you that
yeah.
you're Potter. Why? So it says because Hutza is really about Hachnasa and Hutza, which is Chila for Shuyos. Hu Dekapi Rachmana. Now, it would seem on the surface that that's true, even the Maskana, that Hutza and Hachnasa is the Eser. Just that, if one, just that, there's a Xeris HaKasev that if it's done by day two people, you're Potter.
Okay.
That's a need a Xeris HaKasev to tell you that you're Potter. Whereas Tosfos on Dav Bei, on Dav Gimel said,
there.
If
yeah.
there's one person who's going to be Chayiv, it's the Meniach. Right? Now we good?
No, yeah, but do we ever really resolve
the internal problem on Dav Gimel?
Yeah, meaning someone would say, oh, if you read the Riva in a way that says that the emphasis is on.
If you read this last Tosfos on Daf Gimel as being technical, that since the Hanacha is just the Gemara,
then.
So then it's not so problematic.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah.
if you read Tosos as saying that now, that fundamentally the Gemara Malacha is the Iker, so then you have a problem with Tzadi Gimel.
And with the Riva.
And with the Riva.
So it's just easier to read that as not fundamental.
Right. It's easier to say that the Gemara Tosos just means the Hanachir because it's the Gemara Hadavar.
Yeah.
But the real Mechayev is the Chilah for Shiur.
And that makes sense also because, right, you could say, well, when you have the one, like when you have that kira, there's no chila for shiur. There was no chila for shiur. When you have the hanacha, that it seems that there's also chila for shiur. So, right, so it's if he's talking over
the hanacha is more intimately associated
right,
with chila for
shiur. Yeah, the hanacha assumes that there was
then akira, which is tilta balma.
What?
Then yeah. Akira, which is tilta balma.
And also, and practically, you can do it, you can have akira happen without having shiur or shiur happen.
Right. Excellent. I think that works out very nicely. Fine, sosos. Okay. Let's just make one more point here. Turn to Kuf Hei for a second. Kuf Hei Medala. Let's read the Mishnah on the bottom of, in the end of Parakabona. Okay, Jeremy. Let's read the Mishnah on Kuf Hei Medala. And with this we'll end.
Missing a daf.
Missing a daf, come on. Missing Kuf Hei?
Yeah.
Oh. All
right. Okay,
Rebbe
Lazar. Kufei. With the support of Perek?
The Mishnah right before the Perek ends.
Akosev, Shneo, Zios, Shtei, Halamos, Achas, Shacharis, Achas, Bein Arabayim, Rebbe Gamuel, Machai, Bachacham, and Kut.
Okay. So you have Machlokas here. You wake up in the morning on Shabbos, you write one letter. In the evening, right before Shabbos, you write a second letter. Okay. Found the page?
Yeah, I just, whatever.
Crumpled in?
Yeah.
Got it. So machlokas are gamliel mechacham with your chayver pater. So how does Gemara explain the machlokas? My kamifugi. So the Gemara says that the machlokas here with your chayver pater is whether or not yesh yidiyah lechatzi shir. Okay, what does that mean? Remember we saw earlier in the year that you're only chayv achatas if you know what iser you did. Right? You need hoda ilav chatasa. You're only chayv for Shabbos if you were told you violated Shabbos. As machokas, do you need to know which malacha you did, or is it sufficient to know that you did a malacha? So here you did chatzi shir in the morning, chatzi shir in the evening. In between, you're doing one letter in the morning. You find out that you did that letter. So that's a yediyah lechatzi shir. So do you say yesh yediyah lechatzi shir? So now these two yediyos are split up. I had a yediyah on a chatzi shir. I had a yediyah on a chatzi shir. So now I'm pater from a chatas because I never had a single yediyah on a shir shalim. Or if you hold any yediya lechatzi shir, that chatzi shir itself is not enough to give you a full yediya. Okay, so then, at the end of the day, when you wrote two letters, you have one yediya for all of them. Okay? Yesh yediya lechatzi shir. Probably it has to do with the status of chatzi shir. Do you think that chatzi shir is a real bona fide iser, or do you think that chatzi shir is like a general iser? Fine. Tosos your maskel become liel savar, any yediya lechatzi shir. Three of Jeremy, second last tosos.
You're at the time to...
Have you got Malia, I assume?
Yeah, Mishem Tachtiv, Ohoda Alal Chataso, Yedias Chatas, Hudish Dishma Yedia, Alal Yedia Delval Chatas, Rav Shma Yedia.
Right, so if you are your Dia on Chatzishir, even if it's substantial, since it's not a Yedia, that's maybe the Chatas, so it's not considered a Yedia. And the Rabbanan would say, Yesh Yedia Lachatzishir. Good? Okay. So what about Ze'okev Zaminiach? What happens if somebody puts out his hand, does an akira, and he leaves his hand there? Okay. Later, his hand is still there. Okay, he leaves it out there. So he has yediyah. Then he finds that, okay, Shabbos, I can't put my hand back in. Later in the day, he forgets that it's Shabbos. And let's say he drops the object. He has an object in his hand. He puts his hand out the window on Shabbos. Okay, so he has an akira. Then he leaves his hand there. He can't do anything with, maybe he can pull it back in, but... Well, he leaves his hand there. Then later in the day, he forgets that it's Shabbos again, and he drops the object outside. So is he chayv a chatas in that case? So he had a yediyah for the akira, then he had a halama, then he had a yediyah for the hanacha. So the chor, that should be totally on this machlokas here, yesh yediyah lechatzi shir, ein yediyah lechatzi shir. We paskin like the chachamim, who say, yesh yediyah lechatzi shir, and therefore you should be pater, correct?
Yeah.
Yesh yediyah lechatzi shir. So you can never have a full yediyah for both at the same time, your pater.
Well, even those achronim who argued on the Rashash, they would say it's not even in a conversation because it's not considered chatzi shir. Hakira and Hana.
Oh, Fast b'shayla, exactly. So look at the Gemara in Daf Gimel Beis. The Gemara here has a case. Just smack in the middle of the page. Tashma, it's about like 12 lines from the top. Tashma, parallel tosas mikansua. Haisa yada malea peros, your hand is filled with fruits. Vehotzi alachutz, and you put your hand outside. Tani chada aser, so one day I think it's aser lachzira. Tani idach mutel lachzira. Okay, according to one day, it's aser to pull your hand back in. Okay, the Gemara goes back and forth. We'll get to this. But why would it be aser to pull it back in? The Gemara explains that it's a chashash. Oh, we want to prevent people from putting their hands out in the first place. So the Gemara says, what happens? He might just let the object go. The Gemara says, if mishech hashecha di shadilei also bo dechiyav chatas. The Gemara says, if you put your hand out with fruits in, we knasi. We don't let you take your hand back in because you shouldn't have put your hand outside with something in it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, that's a huge problem because now he's stuck there with his hand outside and eventually he's going to forget that, you know, it's also, he's going to drop the object. And then you said that we're going to knas him, said he won't put his hand out in the first place, but now you're just, by making him leave his hand out there, you're making him violate Shabbos Daraisa because he might drop the object outside. Okay, that's the Gemara's problem. So the Meiri on that Gemara says, how does that make any sense? We paskin yeshu dia lechatzi shir, and therefore, if he happens to forget that it's Shabbos by holding his hand outside, he'll be putter from a chatas anyway. Because he already had a yediyah on the Akira, that's yeshu dia lechatzi shir. And now all he has is the idea on the Hanacha. So Meiri says no. Yesh ladin v'masha kasavnu, shema yachzer v'yishkach v'yav l'dechiyav chatas. Teinach l'man da'amar, ein yidiyah l'chatzi shir. Were you to pass like Rambam Gamliel, that makes sense. V'l t'lomar she'ein yidiyah she'bein shnei chasai shir mechalekes v'chayav chatas. Aval adasa omar yesh yidiyah l'chatzi shir. V'shehalacha kein, heichata omer kein, how could you say that he's made v'dechiv chatas? So he says, I have an explanation. Mikamakam anu kibalnu b'pirusha, she'af l'das ha'omer ba'alma yesh yidiyah l'chatzi shir, modehu b'zo. Even the chachamim who say yesh yidiyah l'chatzi shir, they'll be mode in the case of Akira and Hanacha. She'lo amru kein, ela kisha asa iser b'halama. So Meir here says something very interesting. He says that the Akira without a Hanacha is not even Chatzi Shir. The Ikar Melacha of Hotza is the Hanacha. And that's why an Akira below Hanacha is not Chatzi Shir. This is different, a little different from what Jeremy was suggesting. Jeremy was suggesting that even if you were to hold like Rashi, or maybe like the Riva, you could still say that the Hanacha is not the Iker, but you'll still say that every part of the Malacha itself is not Chatzi Shir. Because the Malacha itself is contingent on multiple parts. The Meiri is not saying that. The Meiri is saying that since the Hanacha is the Iker, so Mela, the Akira, and anything leading up to there is not even a deal of Chatzi Shir. The Shaila is, could you say something like Jeremy's saying, even without the Meiri, that Akira Hanacha is not like Shtei Chatzi Shir against what the Rashash was suggesting in Rashi. Okay, good. So that's our foray into Akira and Hanacha as it comes up on Daf Gimel. What's defined as the Iker Ptur Dalsu Dechiv Chatzas and the Ptur of Shnayim Shasua. So we have to contrast Akira Hanacha to Chatzi Shir also from Natura and Mutum Natura in general, and contrast the Ptur of Shnayim Shasua as it comes up with Akira and Hanacha to a general case of Shnayim Shasua as it comes up by two people carrying an object in Rishas Rab. Okay. That's what we're seeing a little bit now. Okay, so for Sunday, I'll email at Marmakomos tomorrow. We're going to look into the sugya in Ksuvis. The sugya there deals with Akira Tzorech Hanacha. Okay, what is defined as the Shas Achir? This is a sugya in Ksuvis and Daf Lamed Aleph. Okay, let's take a look at these sources. And you'll see there the Rashis and Tosos. Because the Gemara wants to know about Kimli, these are Kimli Bajab Mine questions. Right? You rip something or you destroy something as you're walking four Amos in Rosh Hasharabin. So do you say, so the Gemara wants to know, do I say that the Shas Achiv starts Mishas Akira and it extends all the way until the Hanacha? So for the entire duration of my traveling, I'm involved in a Maisa Isser and I'm potter for dinei mamonos all the way through. So the Gemara there in Lamed Aleph and Aleph and spills into Lamed Aleph and Beis, Rashi and Tosos there, and the Shita Mekubetzes on Akira Tzarech Hanacha. You'll see he quotes something from the Rosh, he quotes something in his own name, something from Rabbi Shaya he quotes, and he quotes something from somebody else also. You'll see, there's like a stira to Bava Kama, there's a stira to Gittin, Tosos and the Shidun Kvetz deal with those questions. And then you also look at the Reb Chaim in stencil there. The Reb Chaim al Shas, who talks about that back and forth.
I don't have a stencil here.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay. I'll scan one and I'll email it to you. Okay. I'll email it out to everyone.
I think in the no, that's not it. In the Kovetz is just Reb Chaim, and
that's
not.
Yeah, you wouldn't be probably not there.
Yeah.
So we'll do Akira Tzarech Hanacha, and then we'll do we'll talk a little more about Katzi Shir, and we'll finish up Mapis Mursa and Lifnei Iver and Tosus here. What we just saw a little bit this morning, and then we'll move on to the two dots in the bottom of the Gimel Mid Aleph. Okay?